So, it's July 30th, and as I cross the street and people walk past me, I just try to stay in the physical of feeling the air come over my face. And I look down and I see that someone has written in beautiful handwriting in front of the Metropolitan Museum, a Noel Nicole Kidman quote. They've written it in what looks like charcoal. It says, "Have no regrets. Every relationship reads you to where you are meant to be, or leads you. Learn to be comfortable being alone. Learn to be comfortable saying no to people. Read great literature. Don't get all your information from TV. Keep asking questions. Keep challenging. You don't have to conform. And as my mother always said, don't let anyone break your spirit." Nicole Kidman. Well, everybody else has got words. We all have advice for each other, for other people. Today, on our meditation, as we walk from the Met on the east side across to the west side, we're going to see if we can't just stay in our present state. Just going to feel the road we're walking on, the sidewalk. Feel the rocks. Feel the sounds of voices wash over us. The vibration of a fan. Staying present for me today means feeling everything our body sends us right now, and nothing of what our brain interprets for us. Not that I'm turning off my brain, but I'm going to just listen with my body and stay in my toe that's setting on the edge of the sidewalk, my shoulders that react when I see a wheelchaired man back up to stay in the crosswalk properly. My body move to the side to give someone space. My stomach and chest feel tight as I worry that that bus sound was just too close for you, my audience. Well, this woman is now, the wife is now leading her husband across the traffic as he drives his electric wheelchair, even though it says don't walk. She's leading him. Air that I just breathe into my mouth. Why is it so difficult for us to know that the body has a separate experience in this world from the mind? We know it rationally, but we don't even really know what to do with what the body sends us. And yet, we're told, listen to your gut. Know your gut. So what we're doing now with this walking meditation is we're just going to explore the gut. And we're going to create the freedom in how we define gut by saying it's the whole body. It's not just the belly. It's not just the place right under the rib cage and the belly button. Because it's kind of hard to learn in a small with a very, it's hard to learn using a small tool. Let's make the tool larger, give it our whole body, and we're now going to pretend our gut includes our feet that are walking, and I feel I feel the outer bottoms of my feet, not so much my, well, I feel my heels now, I feel the palms of my feet. So when we walk, are we even listening to our gut? Our feet is the only thing touching the earth. And yet we often just ignore what we hear with our feet. Change in texture, a change in, do my feet hear that dog? No, my ears do. So what happens is my shoulders now felt tightness from the sound of the dog. And my right shoulder got a little warm. So by staying in our body, you notice I haven't even asked you sit in a comfortable place because I'm not sitting, I'm walking. And I haven't suggested that you inhale or exhale, but for sure we're breathing. Not that these things aren't important, it's just that for now, we're going to actually stipulate that we're both breathing and that we're both posture. Our posture is what it is. We're walking, for God's sakes. Now I'm more on my heels because I'm heading up a bit of a hill called Cedar Hill. And I'm feeling my breathing from the inside out. What I mean by that is, on my inhale and my exhale, what I can tell is it's mostly coming from the space right below my ribcage, which is really where your diaphragm is and your lungs kind of end. You know, your right lung's longer, I think, than your left lung. You got your liver, but you've got your stomach on your left side. So I think your lungs got to deal with being behind the heart. It's got a stomach down there, intestines. On the right side, it's got liver. So the size of the organs are different. We're at the top now of very, very top, just past Cat Hill, which is where I often do my intervals. So the breathing, I'm aware very much also right on the back side of my, so on my back, opposite side of the top of my ribs, which is kind of like the middle upper back. And that is where, as I inhale and exhale, I feel breathing from the inside. What do you feel? So by doing this presence practice, I'm literally taking my mind out of the equation best I can by focusing my frontal lobe, which is front cortex, on physical sensations of my body, air coming over my shoulders, over my forearms, as I walk, and my feelings of my feet, and the air coming over my body. There's a slight breeze. It's not just from my momentum. And by doing this, I'm just in my experience here with these young ladies from a faraway place. And the trees and the bushes. The sounds, foreign people. The air. Staying in the body. When we're anxious, or we have a lot of spinning going on in our head, for whatever reason, just can't stop our head from spinning. Or even sometimes I lay in bed and my eyes, I notice my eyes are flipping around. I can't relax my eyes even though they're closed. But coming back to the body, one of the easiest ways I do that, actually, is by taking my right thumb and pushing it into my left palm. I literally actually push the nail, I scrape the nail backwards up my left palm, and I force my brain to feel my body, my physical self, takes me out of only being in the spinning of my mind. And once I'm able to start to explore my hand with my right thumb, my shoulders begin to relax, my breathing begins to calm, and my eyes begin to settle. Do we all just want to be held? Well, we can be held by ourselves when the ideal swaddler, whoever or whatever that might be, is not available. The ideal swaddler may not ever be available again until we become our ideal swaddler. The comfort and safety and knowingness feeling, that light feeling in our shoulders, in our chest. We can bring that back to our body by being attentive to our body, keeping ourselves focused on all the sensations in our feet, and in our skin, and in our bodies. With that, wrap up this meditation. Allow ourselves to feel wherever our body is, whether it's our center of our chest or our arm against our side. Have a great day. Namaste.